Nedarim, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues different cases, different terms of foods that a person asks on himself with a neder. What's included in those terms, what's not. Hanoidim in Maisa Kedera. Maisa Kedera means anything that's cooked in a pot. Eine Oso Elom in Maisa Risachto. Only something which, in order to, for that dish to be prepared, had to be cooked a while on heat in the pot. Omar, if he says a different lashon. Koinem hayerid l'kedera she'eni toyim. So he didn't say anything that's a maisa kedera, the usual what's made in a kedera, in a pot. Anything that lands, it's yerid l'kedera, anything that's it, that came into a kedera. She'eni toyim also b'chomus bashem l'kedera. He's saying a more inclusive lashon, so he's including everything. Even that which is normally not prepared in the pot. It was prepared in the pot. So that's also b'chlal l'shoyni. Mishnah gimel min ha'kovush. Kovish is pickled, anything you put into vinegar or salt water, vegetables that we pickle. Vimei Chazal was a much better way, and they did it with a lot of foods, like smoked, pickled, to save something from spoiling. Today by us, it's normally, we use the term for pickles, but there aren't that many foods that actually go through a process of kovish. Ein osur. The Isser of Kovush is Elomen HaKovush Shel Yorok. The standard process of Kovush, Kimavushul, is usually done with vegetables, and that's what he means, that's the Stomius. But if he says Kovush Eini Toyem, not Min HaKovush. Min HaKovush means the standard food which is Kovush. Kovush Eini Toyem, without HaKovush, the regular Kovush. Also B'chol HaKvushim. He's also with anything that's pickled. It could be meat, it could be fruits, it could be bread that's I guess also you could pickle in that way. So everything's included, even if it's not the usual case. Min ha-sholuk, he asks himself from, over here it means definitely a Michael Shenizbashel Yois Mikdei Tzorkoi, even though before we were mistopic on that. Eine osur, elo min ha-sholuk sholbosur. Generally speaking, sholuk, you have this in Psochim, Legabi Leil HaSeder, is there was overcooked meat, and that's called sholuk. You could roast meat, you could cook it, and you could be sholuk it. So the same idea. If he says sholuk, he means the standard. If he doesn't say ha-sholuk, he says sholuk she'eni toyim. See, sholuk doesn't mean the regular sholuk, it means any sholuk. Also b'chol ha-shlokim. Min ha-tzoli, what's standard roasted? What's ha-tzoli? What's the regular roasted? Ain also elomen atzoli shalbasa. Generally roasted, it means roasted meat. Divrei Reb Yehuda. But if he says tzoli she'eni toyim, any tzoli, also b'chol atzlim, even though there are other things you could roast. Not the usual. But if he didn't say hatzoli, he said tzoli, so it includes all tzoli. Min hamaliach, food which is salted, very salty. Ain also maliach shal dag. The standard thing to be very salted is herring, is fish that's salted. Maliach she'eni toyim, if it's any maliach, not hamaliach, also b'chol hamaluchim. So the idea is very clear.